Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello today. Hello, everyone. We're live on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Today we have live with us, we have Christina Leary. She resides in Carthage, Texas, if I pronounce that right. She is a graduate of Wiley College in Marshall, Texas. Now, let me tell you a couple more things about Christina Leary. She competed in a gospel show competition. She even received a slot on Gospel 1300 WZOTD for her song called Breathe. I believe she's been on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show. That's a big show, Bobby Jones Gospel Show. And she also is a member of Open Door Worship Center in Texas. Says she loves to sing because she says she loves the connection it brings. So I want to welcome Christina Leary from Texas to the show. She's she sings gospel. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hi, Larry, and thank you for having me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, it's always a privilege to have you on the show. Once again, you called in late. This is Christina Leary, and we're getting a lot of calls. This is Christina Leary from Texas. You said that you were a gospel singer. What else were you, a gospel teacher other than a singer? What else do you do?
I just released my project, Free to Praise, this summer in June. And so I haven't been a gospel artist very long. I'm a worship leader at my church, work with the youth group, sometimes step in, you know, to teach when others are out or something like that. Just been working with the youth and just with young ladies, women of the church for a long time, just trying to mentor others, you know, and direct them in the right path, leading them to Christ.
Yeah, directing the youth. Yeah, that is a good thing, direct the youth. And speaking of youth, since you mentioned it, what advice would you give to the troubled youth? Whether a girl or a boy that was traveling down the wrong pathway, what example would you give the youth to straighten his life out?
Well, I know my youth. I experienced a lot of hard trials. One of the things that I really experienced was just getting people to trust me, getting people to believe in me, and also deception. Sometimes the enemy can make you think you're less than what you really are. Mm-hmm. As a youth, you feel that maybe you don't have the voice to tell others, you know, about situations that's going on in your life. But I just want to encourage them to be open, you know. Everybody's not going to reject them. Everybody's not going to not listen to them, you know, but they have to trust somebody to confide
right,
in
right.
you. And the biggest thing is to start
right.
a prayer life. You know,
right.
if you don't feel you can trust an adult, you know, you can always trust Jesus Christ. But I believe that God will always send somebody your way to lead you in the right path.
Yeah, well, That's true. How long have you been singing gospel?
I've been singing since I was a kid. So my family is full of the music ministry from just very musically inclined.
Oh, well, okay. Well, now I looked over you won competition of Shaking the House. Explain that to me.
I won that competition back in January of this year. My sister encouraged me to go to the competition, and I did. Honestly, I really didn't want to go, you know, and I just didn't want to do competitions anymore. And, you know, she just said, you know, God is telling me, you know, that you got to go to this competition. And, you know, I really debated with it. And, you know, I guess I've just, you know, grown tired, you know, of others, you know, judging my talents, my gifts. And so I was just like, you know, if God, you know, is going to, you know, bless me to have a voice, I don't think that I should have to have people to tell me if I'm good or if I'm not. If it's his, you know, he'll do what he needs to do. But anyway, she said, God is telling me, you know, I can't leave unless I take you with me. So went to the competition, barely made it to the last round. But that night something happened. I guess it's because, you know, I chose a different song to sing. And that night was just awesome. The Spirit of God came in. I started singing. And then from the musicians that were playing for me to the judges, you know, just, you know, unctioning in the Spirit, it was so awesome. You know, the Spirit was in the place that, you know, they asked me to come back and sing. And then we just forgot that it was a competition. And then from there, the Holy Ghost just came in, and it was just an amazing event. And so from there, you know, won the title Best in the House. And so I was able to advance to a gospel showcase in Mississippi.
Oh, gospel showcase. In Mississippi.
Yes.
That's my hometown, Mississippi.
That's good.
Oh, really?
Well, Mississippi, that's my hometown. I always go back. Tallahassee County.
That is awesome.
Oh, well, you got some albums, you got a website you want to tell the people about?
Okay, well, like I said, you know, I just released this project in June. So I'm still trying to get the website part of it out. It is, you know, kind of hard being solo, not having a label, you know. So being an indie artist, it is kind of hard to get all of this up. But you can always find me on Thena Leary, or you can type in Free to Praise. I have a page on Facebook. It's called Free to Praise Project Ministry. And on there you can actually go and purchase a CD. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, most of the major digital stores. So, you know, yes. You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, so the people know they can
okay,
so they know
I'm
where
sorry.
They can go get it, where they can go buy it.
Sure. Facebook, you can go to Free to Praise Project Ministry. I have a shop page on there. I'm also in Amazon, where you can either download digital or you can also, you know, demand the CD. So I'm on Amazon Demand also. And iTunes is another one. I don't really know them all. I know that's sad to say, but those are the main two that that I deal with.
Well, I don't know them all either. I don't know them all either. At this time of the show, I see we got some callers on the show. And I always get the callers involved.
Okay.
This is Christina Leary. And she's on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. If you just call me, anybody online would like to say, anybody online would like to ask Christina anything, you can do it so right now.
Okay.
Anyone,
my
caller. Anyone.
My name is Annette Jones, and I listened to the first time hearing on Facebook and read up on your credentials, and I enjoyed, you know, listening to you talk and how you went to the competition and, you know, you won. And you went to Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm from Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
So that was amazing.
Okay.
And I was saying, she went to Jackson, Mississippi. But,
yes.
And I'm just want to encourage you to keep on, you know, doing what you do. You know, you say you lead the youth to, you have to youth, you know, lead them to Christ, you know, toward the right way.
Yes.
And that's good. That's good.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the encouragement.
And I would be interested in going on your Facebook page to purchase a CD.
Oh, praise
on
God.
Amazon. Yes. So I'll be interested in that, you know, and telling others as well.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for sowing into the ministry. Thank you for believing in you know, just what I do. You know, being from Texas, you know, it is kind of hard. You know, when people don't know you, they don't want to sow into you. You know, you have to know somebody. But, you know, I just believe that knowing Jesus Christ, being led by Jesus Christ, you know, allowing God to just, you know, lead me in the direction that he would have me to go. I believe that he will, you know, grow this ministry the way that he would have it to be, you know, just by what's happening today. Somebody hearing it and then just be in touch, you know. So it doesn't really matter about the money, you know. The main thing is about me being able to minister to his people, you know, around the world, actually, you know. So this is just amazing. If you knew my story, if you knew where we come from, if you knew what we used to be, you know, then you would be praising God with me. So free to praise. I hope, you know, when you do listen to the project, that you'll hear my testimony, that you can relate to some of the songs that are on there. Praise God.
Okay.
Yeah, that is my sister, Annette Toombs, Christine.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, she's a regular caller. I tell the people,
awesome.
See, I tell the people, Michael Jackson's baby sister was Janet Jackson. This is my baby sister. And
I'm the baby, too.
I got a baby sister. Are you the baby?
I'm the baby, yes.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, everybody, they said they were interested in buying the CDs. That was free to praise, worship. Give us that link again, Christina.
Okay. Well, if you want to find me on Facebook, you can go to Free to Praise Project Ministry. You can always go to Amazon and type in Christina Leary, Free to Praise. There are a lot of Christinas on there. So you want to type in Christina Leary, Free to Praise on Amazon.com. If you go to iTunes.com, you can go to Christina Leary, and then you still have to type in Free to Praise. Amen.
Oh,
okay. Here we got Christina Leary.
Also, you know, I want you to sow into my ministry, but, you know, I am on YouTube. All of my videos on YouTube, but you'll have to do the same thing. Christina Leary, Free to Praise. But I still want you to sow. Amen.
Okay. That's Christina Leary from Texas. And she's a big gospel singer. And she graduated from Wiley College. And she is a great inspiration. You know, to the people, what she says, you know, she had to. I'm an independent artist myself, so I know.
Praise God.
I know how hard it is to, you know, to get your material to the people when, you know, a lot of people have a team, and when you really don't have a team, but you'll have a team.
That's
one
right.
Day, and you keep saying what you're saying. I've had
thank
people come
Jesus.
On this show, and now my show didn't do it. I ain't saying my show the one did it, but God did it. They end up being. And going to gospel, you know, show that big time. I mean, always big time, but they They were able to advance. I've seen them come on the show and go to music awards.
Wow!
You know, I'm not saying my show is one did that.
Just an avenue. Praise God.
It's just an avenue. You know, they say, you know, once you know you are, they say faith without works is dead. You know, you got to, you know, rely on faith. You know,
that's right.
Until you get what you want, what you need.
That's right.
Faith unlock it though. You know, it unlock.
Yeah.
Your belief, in God. But now I want to, ask. Is there anyone else online would like to talk to Christina? I see the people. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Timothy Toombs. I'm Larry's nephew.
Okay, hello.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm just fine, and you?
I'm blessed. Doing great.
Awesome.
Yes, talk about, I guess, with the youth, helping the youth stand out of trouble. I heard earlier in the conversation about, he asked you a question about what do you do for the youth stand out of trouble. And I guess with that, it's mainly, you know, you've got to listen to their parents and listen to mentors that's helping them. And a lot of times, that's a lot of time to deal with guys wanting for themselves. They got to want a good future for themselves. You can mentor them and whatever, but they sometimes take discipline. So, but it's just what you want mainly. But, you know, mainly listening is key.
That's right. You know, and I definitely agree with you, Brother Toombs. But, you know, also, you know, just to add to what you said, you know, we're sometimes so directed to the youth that we forget about the parents. So, you know, one thing that I try to do, get the youth to believe in themselves, but try and, you know, get them to do something with their parents. You know, you see the church sometimes packed, you know, with kids, you know, but we don't see the parents, you know, but, you know, to involve the whole house, you know, that's what I try and really do. You know, sometimes, you know, the kids will be at one church and then, you know, the adults will be at another church, or sometimes it's the adult be at home and then the kids be at home. So getting the kids built up, to encourage their parents, you know, to come to church so that they can see what their kids are doing. You know, sometimes kids just want some attention, you know, but we want to give them that attention that builds them, not to where they have to keep relying on it, but we want to build them as leaders. You know, eventually we're going to have to move over and allow these kids to move up. And so sometimes that's what worries me. You know, do we have the kids, you know, to move up? Are we teaching the kids, you know, training them up the way that they're supposed to go? Because all the temptation that's going on within this world right now, with music, with how to dress, with all the different, you know, sinful natures that they could get into, you know, drugs, you know, having to look at candy, you know, and just say, is this a drug, or, you know, is this a real piece of candy? You know, these kids are going through so much, and my heart just go out to them. So if I can give them Jesus Christ for, you know, a day, you know, on Sunday, you know, if they come Wednesday, if I can just show them that, hey, every adult, you know, has not got their back turned towards you and labeling you as a troubled youth. You know, I used to be a kid too, so I know how hard it is sometimes to get that attention, you know, to say, hey, I exist, you know. So I just thank God for everybody, you know, tuning in today, you know. So, you know, just continue to pray with me for these kids. You know, it's just really sad, the stuff, you know. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, the things that they go through, because we didn't have to go through that as kids. You know, we were just worried about, you know, just messing up a little bit. But now, I mean, drugs, alcohol, you name it, it's out there. It's out there. Right. And they have access
to it. Really is. It really is. It is. It is. There's I want to thank my nephew Kendrick Toons, and Christina. I want to thank Christina for responding to Tim DeTune, my nephew, but remarkable words that she replied to my nephew, and my nephew also responded with a good message. And I want to thank you, nephew Tim. And I want to move right along with Christina. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, I know I can make my nephew laugh. I basically want to thank the time to thank Christina for coming on the show. And I want to ask Christina, what would she do? What advice would she give? What advice would she give a bruised and battered woman that was going through a difficult time in a rough relationship? What would you do, Christina? And I notice it appears that we have, are you there, Christina? I give Christina's little chat. She's calling back into the show now. I had a few calls to drop, but hold on. I had a call to drop, but is this you, Christina?
Yes, it is.
I had a call to drop. I had a call to drop, but I was in the process of, I knew you would call back, whoever it was. But look, I was asking you, what advice would you give a woman who's going through an abusive relationship? What would advice you give? And we seem to be losing Christina, but we're gonna keep on talking. We get these disconnections. But I give her a few minutes, she'll be calling back into the show. She mentioned it to me earlier. She's against domestic violence. She really is. And we'll get the problem solved.
Okay, we're good.
Go ahead. What advice would you give those women that was in an abusive relationship?
An abusive relationship?
Yeah, abusive relationship.
I haven't really just haven't really experienced, you know, physical abuse. I know in a couple of relationships that I experienced a time where the verbal abuse was quite bad. And, you know, it got to a point where I began to look at myself, low self-esteem, low self-concept, you know, to a point where, you know, sometimes the enemy will let you see what, you know, it wants you to see. You know, and you can't see beyond the words that come and tear you down, you know, as a person, you know. And so I know I got to a point where, you know, I just felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I wasn't pretty enough. You know, I just felt like, you know how, you know, a woman look in the mirror, you know, a curve, you know, nothing was good enough, you know. And so I began to just compare myself, you know, with other women, with, you know, other sisters, you know, and you know, I just got to a point where I just said, you know, it's either there's something better. You know, something's got to be better than this. You know, life won't always be like this. You know, and I just, you know, began to just let some stuff go in my life. You know, if words, if, you know, a person is going to mistreat you with words or, you know, physically, you know, then that person doesn't love you. You know, Jesus Christ, you know, gave his life for us. You know, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You know, we are fearfully, we are wonderfully made. You know, marvelous is the Lord's work. So, you know, we don't have to have man's approval. We don't have to have man's stamp, you know, on anything that God has made. God did it, and it is good. So, you know, just encouragement, you know, get out while you can. You know, allow God to teach you out. You know, some are in situations worse than others. Some are married. So there are so many different decisions you have to make within an abusive relationship, you know. And it takes the Lord. It takes a prayer life, you know. The Bible says these things come out by prayer and fasting. Sometimes you have to pray. Sometimes you have to fast, you know, and allow God to direct you. Because when you leave, you want to make sure that it's over. You don't want to go back. You know, and so God has to deliver you. God has to keep you and sustain you to make sure that you're not going to go back. You got to trust him. And, you know, sometimes I would just say, God, I trust you. And if I can trust you, I trust myself, you know.
Right.
And know that, yeah, so my heart goes out, you know, because I know what it's like to be verbally abused. And I don't know which one is worse. Both of them tears you down. You know, both of them hurt you. Both of them make you just feel so dirty on the inside sometimes, you know. But, you know, words, you know, some people say sticks and stones, you know, words don't hurt, but words hurt. Words hurt, you know. And
they do.
I just thank God for delivering me to let me know that I am better. I am beautiful. You know, I am a strong woman. I don't need nobody. I got Jesus Christ in my life. He's my leader. He's my man. He's everything that I need. You know, so I just became to allow God to just use me. And as soon as I did that, you know, some people say God sent them their whole ass. But I do believe that, you know, God sent somebody to love me, to nourish me in a place where I could accept who I was. Because, you know, when you come out of relationships like that, you have to pray because you need to prepare yourself for the person that God's going to allow you to have, because then sometimes we got all this baggage, you can make it even worse. You know, and you have the man feeling like, you know, hey, you don't love yourself, I'm trying to love you, you know? So, I mean, there's so many different things, and it takes God, it takes prayer, it takes fasting, because sometimes you have to be delivered from all of that hurt, all of that abuse, because you want to be ready. You want God to prepare you for what he has coming your way.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's we have it. That's remarkable words from Christina Leary from Texas. She's live on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. They always call my show because I let them. You know, they call my show because I let them do what they want to do. You know, it's a fun show. You know.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead, Christina. Go ahead.
No, this is like a great show. I probably one of the best ones that I've been on so far. You know, all of them have been great, you know, but I can tell the heartfelt, the interest of the person. You know, it's not just the show. You know, I feel like I'm talking to my sisters and my brothers. So I thank God for you, you know, and allowing God to let you operate, you know, and instead of trying to please people, you're trying to please him. And I can tell it. I can pick it up. So I just thank God for you.
That's good. That's good. And I want, we're down to the 4 minute mark, and I want to thank all these callers for calling in, and I really do. And I just want to, and this, I'm gonna let Christina say what she has to say to wrap it up, because some people didn't hear it. You know, some people tune in late and they don't hear it, and I make sure that they hear it. I don't leave out anything. You might say he always repeat it. I repeat because if you do business, you got to do good business. You just can't stop saying that. So once again, for the last time, this is Christina Leary, a gospel, great gospel singer, great gospel singer. Now, you know, if you get on the Bobby Jones gospel show, you got to be good. You see what I'm saying? And I just want to let her know, what tell for the last time, in about two minutes, the people who missed, the information of where to get her music at. Go ahead, Christina.
Okay, Free to Praise. You can go to Facebook and search Free to Praise Project Ministry, and I have a Shop Now page on there. Also, I'm on iTunes.com. You can go to Christina Leary Free to Praise on iTunes. You can go also to Amazon.com, Christina Leary Free to Praise. I'm on all the digital stores. Praise God. You know, and I just
want to
thank God for you. And
Well, I just want to say, you know, thank God for everybody. No, then the devil, we got 3 minutes left. The devil is, you know, he busy. But no matter what he throw your way, see, he got no power with God. He got no power next to God. Don't get scared about him. Because he that's his job, you know, He's got to go to hell. See, that's a deal. I mean, it's a deal, but it's a deal between him and God. It's not unchangeable. He's going to hell. So if he's going to hell, he already seen heaven. He see heaven look left.
Yeah.
He don't want you to go to heaven. See, when he left Jesus, tried to, you know, in the desert, in the wilderness, and tried to tempt him because he was tired. And Jesus put the word of God on him. But even though he tempted Jesus, he only left Jesus for a second. He came back to Jesus. Jesus, Son of God. So you know he would not leave you alone. You know, Jesus went through a hard time here. I mean, he even died here. God lost his only son right here. So what more problem you think you going through? You're going through some problems. See, the devil is an enemy. And he's unseen. But he's doing his job. He let you know that you're seeing him. He let you know that he's there. You know, he will let you know. So I'm just trying to say to be not discouraged about what he do. See, because God got an angel that watches you, and the angel that watches you watches God every day. So God knows what's going on. He knows what's going on.
Man.
He knows exactly what's going on. Do not worry about him. See, this is his job. You got to know this is his job. Okay, we get ready to wrap it up. We got Christina and all my guests. All my guests, we got 90 seconds. I want to thank Christina. I want to thank all my family. I want to thank everyone that called in. And I say God bless you. But Christina, you got a minute, and you can close the show out, Christina, with that minute.
Okay. Okay. It ain't over. I'm just gonna say it's just over. I'm sure God says it's done. No, it ain't over. I'm sure God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Right, that's true.
There it is. Good job.
And it's
good job,
good.
Christina.
You said
you was good, Christina. You said you were good. Well, you magnificent.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good. No music or nothing. That was good. We got down to the last. That's Christina Leary live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Have a good day, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
I told her to close the door out. I didn't know she, I didn't tell her. She said, you waiting here. I get a screen, but she closed that door. I'm going out her devil. It's good.
Devil
too? No, she sounded like devil. She said, Jehovah, he's my provider. She sounded for a whole minute, 30 seconds. Boy, she had no music. She was tight.